This is Bob Larson with your market line report for Monday, January 7th. Well, the bulls failed to show, sending live cattle down on Friday. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Scott Shelley.
Unfortunately, livestock today across the board is down a little bit. We've got the live cattle off over 1%, down a buck 40-ish as we go to tape here. And it seems to be a little bit of negativity. We just don't have a reason for the bulls to get involved. The older traders will tell you, you need to feed the bull every day to keep it coming home. So right now, it's been quiet. Bulls haven't shown up, and we've seen things kind of trickle lower. Although, but you take a step back and look at that chart from the 2015-ish highs to the 2016 or the recent lows we've had, buck 40 is kind of right in the middle, right? So we're starting to make a move towards that level, and I think that you might want to kind of keep an eye on maybe taking some protection.
Chicago March wheat prices closed Friday up 3.25 at 516. March corn was up 3.25 at 382.75. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for January ended the day unchanged, ranging from 615 to 635. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices for January were up 2.5, ranging from 656 to 666. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for January were up 5, ranging from 665.5 to 675.5. Live cattle for February were down $1.30 at $121.90. January feeder cattle were down $1.62.5 at $144.82.5. And January Class 3 milk was down 7 cents at $14.25.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.